The Blind Side by Michael Lewis. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary: The Blind Side is a book by Michael Lewis that tells the story of Michael O'Hare, a homeless African-American teenager who is taken in by a wealthy white family, the Tuies, and becomes an All-American football player. The book follows O'Hare's journey from his impoverished upbringing in Memphis, Tennessee, to his eventual success as an offensive lineman in the NFL. The book also examines the role of football in American culture, and the role of race in the sport. The book begins with a description of O'Hare's childhood, growing up in a broken home with an absent father and a drug-addicted mother. He is taken in by a family friend, but eventually ends up living on the streets. He is eventually taken in by the Tuies, a wealthy white family who live in a gated community in Memphis. The Tuies provide O'Hare with a stable home and the opportunity to attend a private school, Briarcrest Christian School. At Briarcrest, O'Hare is introduced to football and quickly excels at the sport. He is eventually recruited by the University of Mississippi, where he becomes an All-American offensive lineman. The book follows O'Hare's journey from his humble beginnings to his eventual success in the NFL. Along the way, Lewis examines the role of football in American culture, and the role of race in the sport. The book also looks at the role of the Tuies in O'Hare's life. They provide him with a stable home and the opportunity to succeed, but also face criticism from their community for taking in a black teenager. The book examines the dynamics of race and class in America, and how they can both help and hinder a person's success. The Blind Side is an inspiring story of a young man's journey from poverty to success. It is also a thought-provoking examination of race and class in America, and the role of football in our culture. It is a must-read for anyone interested in sports, race, or the American dream. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Michael O'Hare is a homeless African-American teenager who is taken in by the Tuie family and eventually becomes an All-American football player. Michael O'Hare is a homeless African-American teenager who is taken in by the Tuie family and given a chance to succeed. Through hard work and dedication, he eventually becomes an All-American football player and is the subject of the book The Blind Side. Michael O'Hare is a homeless African-American teenager who is taken in by the Tuie family and given a chance to succeed. Despite his difficult upbringing, he is determined to make something of himself and works hard to achieve his goals. With the help of the Tuie family, he is able to attend a prestigious private school and excels in football. He eventually earns a full scholarship to the University of Mississippi and is named an All-American football player. His story is the subject of the book The Blind Side by Michael Lewis. Michael O'Hare's story is an inspiring one of determination and perseverance. He was able to overcome his difficult circumstances and achieve success through hard work and dedication. His story is a reminder that no matter what obstacles we face, we can still achieve our goals if we are willing to put in the effort. Main idea number 2. The Tuie family provides Michael with a loving home and support. The Tuie family provides Michael with a loving home and support, which helps him to succeed in school and on the football field. They also provide him with the guidance and resources he needs to become a successful athlete and person. The Tuie family provides Michael with a loving home and support, which helps him to succeed in school and on the football field. They provide him with a safe and nurturing environment, where he can focus on his studies and football without worrying about the outside world. They also give him the guidance and resources he needs to become a successful athlete and person. They help him with his schoolwork, provide him with the necessary equipment for football, and even take him to football camps and games. They also give him the emotional support he needs to stay motivated and reach his goals. The Tuies also help Michael to develop his character and values. They teach him the importance of hard work, dedication, and respect. They also encourage him to be a leader and to take responsibility for his actions. They provide him with the tools he needs to become a successful and responsible adult. Through their love and support, the Tuies help Michael to become the best version of himself. Main idea number 3. Football is a way for Michael to escape his difficult past. Football is a way for Michael to escape his difficult past and to find a better future. He uses the game as a way to gain confidence and to prove himself to the world. Football is a way for Michael to escape his difficult past. It gives him an opportunity to focus on something positive and to put his energy into something that can bring him joy and success. Through football, Michael can prove to himself and to the world that he is capable of achieving great things. He can use the game as a way to gain confidence and to build a better future for himself. Football is a way for Michael to take control of his life and to create a better future for himself. Michael has faced many challenges in his life, but football gives him a chance to overcome them. He can use the game as a way to channel his energy and to focus on something that can bring him success. Football can be a way for Michael to prove to himself and to the world that he is capable of achieving great things. It can be a way for him to gain confidence and to create a better future for himself. Main idea number 4. Michael's success is due to the support of the Tui family and his own hard work. Michael's success is due to the support of the Tui family and his own hard work. With their help, he is able to overcome his difficult past and become an All-American football player. Michael's success is due to the support of the Tui family and his own hard work. The Tuis provided him with a loving home, a good education, and the opportunity to play football. They also gave him the emotional support he needed to overcome his difficult past and become an All-American football player. Michael's hard work and dedication to the sport of football was also a major factor in his success. He worked hard to improve his skills and become the best player he could be. He was determined to make the most of the opportunity the Tuis had given him, and he did not let anything stand in his way. The combination of the Tui family's support and Michael's hard work and dedication was the key to his success. Without the Tuis, Michael would not have had the opportunity to play football and reach his full potential. Without his hard work and determination, he would not have been able to make the most of the opportunity. Main idea number 5. The book explores the role of race in football. The book explores the role of race in football and how it affects the opportunities available to African American players. It also examines the power of family and community in helping young people succeed. The book explores the role of race in football and how it affects the opportunities available to African American players. It looks at the history of the sport and how the lack of diversity in the NFL has been a long-standing issue. It examines the challenges faced by African American players, from the lack of access to college scholarships to the lack of representation in the coaching ranks. It also looks at the impact of the media and how it has perpetuated stereotypes and limited the opportunities for African American players. The book also examines the power of family and community in helping young people succeed. It looks at the importance of mentors and role models, and how they can provide guidance and support to young athletes. It also looks at the importance of education and how it can open up opportunities for African American players. Finally, it looks at the importance of having a strong support system and how it can help young athletes reach their goals. Main idea number 6. The book examines the role of money in football. The book examines the role of money in football and how it affects the opportunities available to players. It also looks at how the sport has become a business and how this affects the players and the game. The book examines the role of money in football and how it affects the opportunities available to players. It looks at how the sport has become a business and how this affects the players and the game. It examines the impact of money on the sport, from the salaries of players to the cost of tickets and merchandise. It also looks at the influence of money on the decisions made by owners, coaches, and players, and how this affects the game. Finally, it looks at the implications of money in football and how it affects the future of the sport. The book looks at the history of money in football and how it has changed the game over time. It examines the impact of money on the sport, from the salaries of players to the cost of tickets and merchandise. It also looks at the influence of money on the decisions made by owners, coaches, and players, and how this affects the game. Finally, it looks at the implications of money in football and how it affects the future of the sport. Main idea number 7. The book looks at the power of education in football. The book looks at the power of education in football and how it can help players to succeed. It also examines how education can be used to help players to make better decisions and to become better people. The book looks at the power of education in football and how it can help players to succeed. It examines how education can be used to help players to make better decisions and to become better people. It looks at the importance of education in the development of football players and how it can help them to reach their full potential. It also looks at the role of education in the recruitment process and how it can help teams to identify the best players for their team. Finally, it looks at the impact of education on the overall success of a team and how it can help to create a winning culture. The book looks at the importance of education in the development of football players and how it can help them to reach their full potential. It examines how education can be used to help players to make better decisions and to become better people. It looks at the role of education in the recruitment process and how it can help teams to identify the best players for their team. It also looks at the impact of education on the overall success of a team and how it can help to create a winning culture. The book also looks at the importance of education in the development of football players and how it can help them to reach their full potential. It examines how education can be used to help players to make better decisions and to become better people. It looks at the role of education in the recruitment process and how it can help teams to identify the best players for their team. Finally, it looks at the impact of education on the overall success of a team and how it can help to create a winning culture. Main idea number 8. The book looks at the role of the media in football. The book looks at the role of the media in football and how it can shape public opinion and influence the game. It also examines how the media can be used to promote the sport and to help players to succeed. The book looks at the role of the media in football and how it can shape public opinion and influence the game. It examines how the media can be used to promote the sport, to create a positive image of the game, and to help players to succeed. It looks at the impact of the media on the game from the perspective of the players, coaches, and fans. It also looks at the role of the media in the development of the game and how it can be used to create a more positive atmosphere for the players and fans. The book also looks at the role of the media in the business of football and how it can be used to generate revenue for the sport. It examines how the media can be used to market the game, to attract sponsors, and to increase the popularity of the sport. It also looks at the role of the media in the development of the game and how it can be used to create a more positive atmosphere for the players and fans. Finally, the book looks at the role of the media in the governance of the game and how it can be used to ensure that the game is played fairly and safely. It examines how the media can be used to ensure that the rules of the game are followed and to ensure that the game is played in a safe and fair manner. It also looks at the role of the media in the development of the game and how it can be used to create a more positive atmosphere for the players and fans. Main idea number 9. The book examines the role of coaches in football. The book examines the role of coaches in football and how they can help players to reach their potential. It also looks at how coaches can be used to teach players the importance of teamwork and discipline. The book examines the role of coaches in football and how they can help players to reach their potential. It looks at the different strategies coaches use to motivate players and how they can help them to develop their skills and knowledge. It also examines the importance of communication between coaches and players and how this can help to create a successful team. Finally, the book looks at how coaches can be used to teach players the importance of teamwork and discipline and how these values can help to create a successful team. The book also looks at the different roles coaches can play in the game, from being a mentor to a disciplinarian. It examines how coaches can help players to develop their skills and knowledge, and how they can help to create a positive team atmosphere. Finally, the book looks at how coaches can help to create a winning culture, and how they can help to ensure that the team is successful both on and off the field. Main idea number 10. The book looks at the role of parents in football. The book looks at the role of parents in football and how they can help their children to succeed. It also examines how parents can be used to provide guidance and support to their children, and how they can help them to make better decisions. The book looks at the role of parents in football, and how they can help their children to succeed. It examines how parents can provide guidance and support to their children, and how they can help them to make better decisions. It also looks at how parents can help their children to develop their skills and abilities, and how they can help them to stay motivated and focused on their goals. Finally, the book looks at how parents can help their children to manage their time and resources, and how they can help them to stay organized and disciplined. The book also looks at the importance of communication between parents and their children, and how it can help to foster a positive relationship. It examines how parents can provide a safe and supportive environment for their children, and how they can help them to develop a sense of self-confidence and self-esteem. Finally, the book looks at how parents can help their children to develop a sense of responsibility and accountability, and how they can help them to become successful in their chosen sport.